You are listening to Jai Long, and this is Make Your Break, episode 253. Today, I'm going to dive into a little coaching call. I'm going to open it up and show you what it sounds like inside the six-figure business map when I'm having a coaching call with a bunch of creatives. Now, a lot of the times, as creatives, we're very confused about how business works. And when we are confused and we've got no clarity, it's really hard to move forward. And so it's really important that we understand the fundamentals of business and how it actually works. So that way we can move forward and we can make the right decisions and we can build something that we love. Now, today, I have two really good questions that came in, one from Shane and one from Priya, both amazing students inside the six-figure business map, and they're both looking for answers. And one of the questions that Shane asked is, if the business map is the remedy, then what is the dosage? And essentially what he's saying is, how much do I need to consume to get the success that I want? And how quickly can I get there? And it's a good question because a lot of the times we just don't know. You know, we just don't know what should we be doing or how much should we be learning and how much action should we take and what are the shortcuts? And it's really interesting. I gave an answer that's a little bit different than I guess a lot of people do because my philosophy on it is we choose how fast we want the success. Like, yes, patience is a really important thing, but also we can fast track things and you can do that through education, learning something new, hiring people, leveraging other people's time, leveraging other people's audiences. Now, there's a lot of things that you can do. And then Priya was talking about, like, what if she wants to come out the gate and she wants to charge a lot of money straight away? And I talked about, like, perfectionism can get in our way. And it's actually so much more impactful if we get out and we actually create, even if we're not getting paid as much. And I give the equation that we need to use when we're thinking about business, because it's not just you're getting undervalued if you're working for free. A lot of the times we're in seasons and you need to work for free or, you know, for a pay cut because you're creating, you're in the creation season. Then we move to the monetization season. And a lot of people, as creatives, we make a mistake is we just go straight into the monetization and we don't have the right portfolio yet. We don't have the audience. We don't have the followers, the subscribers, the listeners, the viewers or anything else. So it's really important that we hustle and we make that happen. Before we get into today's episode, I just want to share with you that the six-figure business map is opening up in just a couple of weeks, and we're having a big special, and we're launching it with a webinar, and I've got to tell you, with this webinar live masterclass, it is probably one of the most impactful things you could watch in 2023 going into 2024, because a lot of the times we don't know where we should be putting our efforts and our money. So should it be more marketing? Should it be more sales? Should it be working on my offer? Should it be more Pinterest, more TikTok, you know, and everything else? So with the equation that I'm going to go through in this masterclass, it's going to demystify a lot of that for you. So you feel empowered and you can move forward making the right decision and know that you're working on the right thing and not on the wrong thing, which means you're going to be doubling down your impact and not wasting any more time, which is one of the most important things in business. So if you're interested in that, head over to sixfigurebusinessmap.com. And you'll see the registration there for your free ticket. Otherwise, a link is just below in the show notes of this as well. So I hope you enjoy this little clip from the coaching call. And let me know your thoughts at jailong.co on Instagram. See you soon. Okay. So mindset, the business map is the prescription. What is the dosage? Really interesting question. I actually really like this question. It's interesting because it's obviously going to be different to everybody. So everybody runs completely differently and we all have different time to set aside for things. One thing is the ratio of like how quickly can you learn things, but how much are you taking action on things? So taking action on things is the most important thing. The other thing is making sure, like, what's real interesting about the business map and depending on where you are and your threshold and how fast you want to grow and evolve. Because obviously, like with my mindset and the way that I would work is I would come in, introduce myself, have a look around, and then I'd probably pass my course to an employee. And then I'll be like, make sure you hustle and get all those things done. You know, and so that way, like it's less about me doing all the things, but it would be about like getting my team to do all the things. Because we have so many things on our plate. So if you want to get success really fast, that's always the answer. The answer is get more people working on the same thing. Because if you have two people, it's equivalent to 2 years worth of work. If you have three people, then you're 3 years in front than you were if you're just one person. If you have four people. So the way that I look at that, I'm like, well, I know if I've got a goal in 5 years' time and I want to complete it this year, I just hire another four people. So me and four people are going to hit that and we can do five times more than someone that's just one person, if that makes sense. So that's one way that I do look at that if I want to go super fast. The other way to go super fast is to really not do the things that don't deserve your attention. And there's an equation that you can actually pull with your attention. So it's how much money you make right now, like the top, how much, I'm talking like before tax, everything. So how much money do you pull in? So maybe you pull in some, let's say for instance, someone pulls in $100,000 or maybe $1 million or 500,000. So wherever, then, so divide that by 2000. So 2000 is how many hours per year that you're actually working that's billable. And then divide that by four. And then that number that you get from that is if your number is, if for instance, that number is $50, for example, then anything that you can outsource for $50 or less, then you shouldn't be putting your time on it. And everything that's worth more than $50 and it costs more than $50 to outsource, then you should be putting your time on top. If that makes sense. Be interesting to hear from you guys. What's the number that you got? My number is roughly, yeah, so if you guys didn't get that equation, it's your big number of how much you pull in your revenue divided by 2000. And once you get that number, divide that by four. So that's the number that you can outsource things. So anything below that number. You know what's interesting? Some of you guys probably have such a low number. You're like, shit, I can't outsource anything. My revenue was $10,000, which is totally fine. It's just good to know. So that's one way, but you don't need to push yourself. It depends on how fast you want to push yourself, right? So that's like the fastest way. $12.50. There you go. That's the fastest way. So Asha, how do we increase that? Well, first thing is like if you're writing back emails and stuff and then you can get someone from Upwork and they're $8 an hour, then you know like, oh, I need to outsource that straight away. $8 an hour, like that's a great little crack. But then if I'm doing some like photo editing, it costs more than $12.50, then I'm like, I'm going to do that. So we start like working those little things out because you incrementally start getting some more time and then we can start like scaling up our business. Okay, so next way is what are the high value tasks that you can do that makes the biggest impact, Shane? So things that I think that make the biggest impact is whatever's front facing, front end, not back end. So many times we concentrate so much on our website, our branding, all the things that are on the back end. But your front end is like you putting yourself out to the marketplace, talking about how you're working on your website, talking about how you're working on your brand, interacting with people, talking about like what sort of rebrand should I do? That's like high value, where doing the rebrand is low value because yeah, it does like work in the long run and stuff. But if you want to get it as fast as possible, it's how do you get as many clients as possible in the shortest amount of time? How do you get as much money as possible in the short amount of time? Because once you get money, then you can actually outsource building a website to somebody else or doing a brand to somebody else. So that's the game that we're in. The game that we're not in is for us just to work and wear all the hats for the sake of working and wearing all the hats. Like when I became a photographer, I didn't do that because I wanted to be a web developer. Like that wasn't the key. And so, but all of a sudden I was developing my own websites, you know, and it's like, oh man, this sucks. So often I don't know what it is, but we get so hung on to money because we think it's our money, but it's not. It's the business's money. So instead of withdrawing any money, think about, do you deserve that money or does someone else deserve the money? So if you could get out that same amount of money, say it's $30 an hour, can you pay yourself $30 an hour to build that website? Or would the money be spent paying someone else $30 an hour building a website that actually builds websites? And they could probably do it in half the amount of time. So I would not pay myself. And I'd probably pay somebody else with that money. The other thing is, if you think that you love doing the job, which a lot of people do, for instance, let's just say Sue says, I love editing, so I'm never going to outsource that. I say, great. Sue, can you edit my photos as well? And then Sue might say, well, no. I'm like, why? You love it so much. And she's like, well, I don't love it that much. Ah, okay. Interesting. So you don't love it enough that you'll do it for everybody else. So should you be doing it for yourself? You know, if that love runs that deep. So I do think about that little analogy as well. You know, so you do see, I heard on a podcast the other day, someone was saying like, I love mowing my own lawn. That's why I mow my own lawn. And the neighbor's like, well, you should probably mow mine if you love it so much. He's like, I don't love it that much. And it's like, well, you probably shouldn't be doing it yourself because you can outsource it for $40. So, yeah, things to think about. Priya, you had a question.
Hi, Jai. So you mentioned, this is where I think I'm getting very confused and rather trying to look for a direction. So you mentioned that working on backend and branding and making things perfect probably shouldn't be the first priority when you're starting, and rather being out and about doing the work. Can you talk a little bit about pricing in that context of, in my head, I have this, the way I think is that if you have a good branding and backend and everything, you can command higher pricing. And you don't have that in place, people don't see you the way they would see a well-branded business. So does that mean that you start at a lower pricing, but still you start and do the thing and then focus on the other things? And this is where I guess I'm struggling a lot. And what would you say? Love to hear from you.
Yeah, so first thing is, funny enough, it is like a limiting belief thinking that we do even need a website to book high-end clients. In the coaching world, what's really interesting is, like, I just booked a coach that cost me a lot of money and she doesn't have a website. And I was, she's like, do you mind? I was like, no, I don't care. Like, I got a good recommendation and I'm good to go. Like, you know, so it is interesting that we do think that. So here's my thing though. This is what I'm saying. So if you did go and work for cheaper, but you brought in money, would you think that you could build a stronger business with that little bit smaller amounts of money that you brought in and you paid a professional to build the perfect thing that you wanted? So whilst they're building, you're out there shooting and you're out there doing the thing, building a portfolio, talking to people, creating the thing. And then someone over here, you're funneling the money to them going like, sweet, now I got a website, now I got the price guide, now it's looking really good. And then you come back over here and go, sweet, now I'm going to charge this much. So what the issue is, a lot of us is, we spend so much time on like perfecting this perfect offer that no one knows about. And it takes us a lot of time, takes a lot of energy, and your portfolio, like there's other things that are now behind, which is like your connections and your portfolio and your work and your network and all these things, because you're sitting behind a computer working, you know? So it's up to you. And it depends on just how fast you want to go, because everyone can like do things at a different speed. So this is not for everybody. But if you got less money and you feel like you want to be more of a perfectionist, like absolutely launch something. Like remember too, like think about if you're trying to make something perfect because you want to only charge the higher prices, it's like Instagram when they brought out version 1.0, like it was horrible, but now it's great, you know, and it took a long time. So big companies do this. They launch something that's subpar and then they just keep bringing out updates. I'm updating my apps all the time. But what we think, and these are big corporations with just the most resources in the world, but what we do with no resources is we need to have the perfect one released before anyone sees anything else or before we even charge anything else. So it's just like a mindset shift, and it depends on where you want to go with your business, really.
Okay, sounds good. You're right.
I'm not right. It's only an opinion.
It makes sense. It depends. There's a lot of factors that probably come in to play off how fast I can take the business forward as well with where I'm at.
Yeah, because don't you work full-time as well?
No. So I'm not, so I'm part-time, but I'm not working anything else. My son doesn't go to daycare every day. Mm-hmm. So he's at home with me 2 days in the week, which limits the time that I can work for. And I guess, hate to admit, but I guess it is the perfectionism that's holding me back. Yeah. I don't see it, like, as much as I see the value in it, but it is, I can clearly identify that it's holding me back. And probably the one, and it's not being greedy, but I guess because I put in so much into each shoot in terms of time and energy and everything, I feel like charging low, if I charge too low, I'm going to be burnt out real soon and I won't be able to show up. So I feel like having a good branding and presence is going to make a difference in being able to command the pricing that I want, given that I'm new. And
I want to share something with you, Priya, that might help you a little bit here. Okay, so, and this is going to help everybody. The way that business works is very different to the way that we, a lot of the times, explain and we think about it in our heads. So if we think, for example, if we're shooting for cheaper or even free, then maybe we're going to get burnt out because people are not valuing us. So I want to change our mindset on this. The way that business works is, and this is all business is the average amount per customer spend over a period of time. Okay. Yeah. So essentially, I want you to think about this. When I first started my business over in 2013, when I started it with no clients and no social media, no nothing, to the very end, I end up making six figures in my business. For the first 6 months, I shot for free and I got paid nothing. Yeah. Then I started charging $500, then $1,000. And then after a while, people started paying me way more. And I like got a website and a whole bunch of things. And then by the end, I cracked six figures. I didn't even know how. But what I realized was it wasn't about being undervalued and undercharging ever. It was the fact that some people paid me $10,000, some people paid me zero, some people paid me $7,000, some people paid me two. And then by the end of it, it all worked out that I got paid roughly around $5,000 per wedding that I shot in that year, whether they paid me or not. And so this is how like McDonald's works and everything else works. And what we did to increase the average order spend, we increased other things as well. So as my business grew, then that's when I was pushing more album sales, more print sales, had a photo booth, we had DJs, we had other things that people could spend a lot more money with me because I knew the game then. I was like, man, even on my last year, I was shooting as a wedding photographer. I shot two weddings for free. And I was like, it's not free. It's just business, you know? And it's like, if I want to do that for my portfolio, or if I want to bring something in, like someone else is picking up the tab somewhere, because at the end of the year, I'm not feeling undervalued if I made a good amount of money. Does that make sense? Regardless of what each micro person paid me. So to play the big picture game for your business right now, instead of thinking about how much you need to charge per client, because that's never what we should be thinking about. In fact, you should be lowering your price to bring more people in. So then that way you can upsell them more and then have the higher average spends. You'll actually win the game if you did that. And then from there, how can you funnel that money in to growing your business so you don't even get paid for the first year? So imagine, and this is what I did do, you invested all of that six figures that you made in your first year straight back into your business. You would have the best website because no photographer spends that much money on anything. You'd have the best website, you'd have the best gear, you'd have the best mentors, you'd have the best everything. And you would be set up to be charging 10 plus K. If you work that way. So we need to get out of the micro, which is thinking about dollar and diming people, how much do they pay, how much the credit card fees, how many little things, and think of the macro. Like, what's my big number and how many people do I need to get there? What's the average spend that they need to spend for me to make that number happen?
Jai, I don't know how to thank you for this today. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You know, when people say, when I say like work for free and stuff like that, like that's because I understand business. I'm never telling a creative just to go out there and like undervalue themselves. I'm saying like we can hit the figure, but what we have to do, there's seasons. And so you have two seasons. One season is creating and one season is monetizing. So in the creating season is you need to bring as much money as you can in and you just got to create. You can create for free, create a portfolio, create work, create connections, like create. Then you switch it to monetizing. So then it's like, how can I monetize the things that I just created? And if I didn't do the creation season, then I wouldn't be able to monetize anything because there's nothing there. And so often we get straight into just trying to monetize. And if there's no connections and there's no audience, there's no followers, no subscribers, there's no customer base, the average order spend is going to be really low. So you'll actually make less money doing that by shooting less weddings for a higher price point than the other person that made bulk amounts of work, if that makes sense.
100% makes sense.
Awesome.
Such a good answer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me digress on that as well, Priya. I appreciate you.
No, it was amazing. I think it's been, I don't know, I started Business Map in August end, and I've been looking for this answer since then through different questions and listening to everything. And I feel like I've got the answer today. Like it Love feels that. Like something's resolved today internally. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah. And you know what? I love that feeling and I get it all the time. And all the time, you know, what's really weird for me is I get the answer over and over and then it doesn't hit me until the exact moment I need it. And I'm like, oh,
I was like, just thinking this.
Yeah. I'm like, I've heard of this heaps of times. It was like, and it lands differently. That's why I keep reading the book. And everyone's like, when you read all these self-help books, doesn't it say the same thing? I'm like, yeah, but one person might say something is different.
That's what I was thinking just a minute ago. I was like, I've heard this a million times. Why did it not occur to me the way it does right now?
It's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. It's amazing. Thanks.